Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rice reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. There goes Perez. The throw from Wathan to second, and Perez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Wathan steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Lansford applying the tag. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Wright now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is called out on strikes. two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Rice reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Wright juggles the ball. That's an error on Wright. Miller moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Remy moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Perez reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. Evans scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Buddy Black now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stapleton is walked intentionally. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from way then and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Lansford scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Brett scores. One out. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for John Way then. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Mark Clear now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Evans reaches second base with a double. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Perez is walked intentionally. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Perez moves to second. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Grant Jackson now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Allinson hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Perez strikes out. Quirk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Perez out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.